hello. Welcome to Punta Vista, episode 380. Oh, I'm Theo, and I'm just a simple wife of a fisherman selling my husband's wares down at the fish market. Come get your squid beaks, $2 a dozen, extra crunchy. Bad sea urchin surprise, clam milk, warm as you like. Oh, who's this now coming up? Oh, here comes trouble. It's my girlfriend, Lucy. How are you, Lucy, huge slag?
Hello, you old cunt.
Oh, I thought it smelled bad in here. Oh, I'm horrible. I know. Now, Lucy, you know we keep things between the two of us, right? Just girlfriend stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, last night I had the most wonderful dream.
All right.
I was lying there in my naughty little number. You know, the one I keep for when Arnold's at his yearly bath. Scraped all the barnacle off his tackle. Well, I'm wearing naught but that. This is going to sound horrible. Oh, but it was this big old octopus. And he growled me out.
Huh?
What? Oh, while this little octopus fella played with my paps.
He is being... Okay. He is it was heaven, wife.
I tell you.
Yep.
Yep, this is the fisherman's wife intro. And I love this, Theo, because, like, I love your British woman accent because she could be from anywhere.
She could be from anywhere.
She could be kind of from anywhere.
Yeah.
Now, you're not going to go flapping those big gums of yours about this, that old bitch down the road, are you?
Oh, you know I am.
Uh-oh. Don't look now, Lucy, but that octopus that there just got poured out of that bucket on the floor there. That's him! I'd know those suckers anywhere.
Oh, good grief.
Now that I think about it, I think he said his name was Ben. In between mouthfuls. Oh, Lord, here he comes! How do I look? Oh, hello, you!
Hello, I'm the octopus from the dream that you, the fisherman's wife, had. Am I the larger octopus or the smaller octopus?
Oh, you're the big one, definitely.
Yeah.
So you were Baps, or where was the other guy? Sorry, I missed it. I only heard Baps.
Little guy's on the Baps.
Yeah.
Yeah, big guy's on the... Where's the big guy? He's on the puss.
Oh, on the oyster. All right.
On the clam. Yep. And you know what? We haven't done that one before. Somehow we've never
You'd
done
remember
a
if we
first.
Did?
Yeah, I recall. We've got to have done something. It's got to have come up in intro before because it comes up in probably every like 5 or 6 episodes.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, you learn more about the fucking arts, you STEM lord.
Yeah.
Freakazoid. Get off your freaking computer and go read some art books at the library.
Yes. Listen to more podcasts. Get off your computer for once. Christ. Yes.
Yeah, put your headphones in and go for a walk, for Christ's sake.
Yes.
Hey, I bet if this was the first episode of this podcast that you'd heard and you heard that intro, you might say, what the? We talk about stuff that's a little kooky in a segment that we call What The.
Right now, though, it's What The.
Just new?
Yeah, you missed the debut of What The because you weren't around last when we recorded this last week.
Yeah.
This comes to us from KFLY in Lafayette, Louisiana. Woman allegedly drove kids around Acadiana to destroy snowmen.
Cool. Wish my mum did that.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great day.
So I think a crucial bit of information this is Louisiana got a shitload of snow.
Oh, we're in Louisiana.
It was snowing in New Orleans. Isn't that fucking crazy?
And that seems good. That seems normal, right?
We live in crazy times.
We do.
The recent snowfall allowed families in Acadiana a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to build a snowman in their yards. It's probably not going to be once-in-a-lifetime because like these extreme, crazy.
I think
crazy...
this will probably happen more than once.
Yeah. It's just going to, you're going to be getting storms the likes of which you've never seen before and weather the likes of which you've never seen before.
Yeah, Melbourne's going to have some normal weather for once.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
That'd be insane.
One season in one day. Ah.
Hey, I waited 5 minutes and it's still the same.
Another family took the opportunity to go around destroying them.
Yeah.
How is one more valid than the other? You know? Yes.
Yeah.
Like, once in a lifetime, both of them. So that's special.
Yeah. They're never going to get the opportunity, apparently, to go around smashing up snowmen in Louisiana again.
Yeah. And destruction is kind of a form of creation.
Destruction is kind of a form of creation. That's why they burnt the money. It was ironic, right?
Exactly. It's why they burnt the money.
Yeah. According to the Facebook group, What's Going On in Acadiana, that's What's with a Z, a woman whom KLFY chooses not to name, her name on Facebook is Tiffany Beauchien because Punta Vista chooses to name her. This is actually foreshadowing to anyone listening to this who speaks French. She drove her kids around to local homes to tear down snowmen, recorded them, and then posted the videos to social media.
For what purpose?
She's posting reels of them just like taking baseball bats to the snowmen. Which is like, well, her and her kids taking baseball bats to the snowmen, which is, you know, good fun.
All right.
The woman has since taken down the photos, but the group has posted screenshots. They can be found here, and they've hyperlinked off to the Facebook group. So they didn't want to name her. But they did link off to the community Facebook group where she's been outed for doing it.
And you can get photos of her and her children there.
Yes, that's right. Now, I had a look at that Facebook group because, you know, I'm a messy bitch and I love gossip. I love drama. It turns out she's sort of a known figure in the area for a few reasons. Now, I'm not going to read the specific accusations that people made about her because they're defamatory and I don't want us to run afoul of any sort of legal stuff. And I'm not a lawyer, but I think we might be in the clear to just read her rebuttal because it's not defamatory if we're just reading her own words. So these are some things that she said in the Facebook group. So let's recap. You lied and said my kids were known as troublemakers at school when they've actually been homeschooled. You lied and said my dad from high places gets me out of trouble when actually I've never met my dad.
Oh, these are some great little 1-2 punches.
Yeah. You lied and said we were vandalizing property when the kids were actually involved in a prank war.
Oh, it's just a prank war.
A prank war.
It's a prank war, bro.
Yeah, prank war is hell. You lied and said my son had a weapon when it's just a BB gun. I don't know why anyone believes anything that comes rolling out of your mouth. So, yeah, you tell her.
Yeah, you tell that him, seditious sister.
Bitch. And one more here. Before you spread defamation of character, why don't you elaborate on my breeding ethics? Now, you might be wondering.
Hell yes.
What the fuck is she talking about?
What does that mean?
We're wading in.
Now, when I said Beauchien was the surname on Facebook before, I said that specifically because it's not her actual surname, it's just the one she has on Facebook, because that's the name of her business, Beauchien, Good Dog, because she owns a dog breeding kennel.
So not her breeding ethics, her breeding ethics.
Oh, her breeding ethics.
Her ethics when it comes to breeding.
People were saying she had like bad baby daddies.
Yeah. Yep.
Me too, yeah. Turns out her baby daddies are dogs.
Those are just her babies, I think. So she breeds dogs, and they are all the extremely fucked XL bullies that are on those posters where it's like one part Blippo, one part Blape.
Yep.
Has given us Blappo, and then it's just the most fucked-looking dog you've ever seen. Yeah, all of them look absolutely nuts, and she's selling them for like $3,000 a pop on her Instagram. It's just fucking wild.
They're all those, they're just the procession of faces from that video, from the thing that you showed me, the black and white thing by the guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Thinking of The song from Stingray Sam.
From Stingray Sam.
And it is a bunch of photoshopped faces of combinations of men's names with different parts of those men's.
I'll wearing link it in the comments. Chef's outfits.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Yeah. I'm so glad you remember that.
That's we'll put wonderful. That as the outro.
Oh, maybe I will. It's got some, I don't know if the gender politics of the song really, they've dated a little bit, but it's a catchy song.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she breeds fucked up XL bullies. I was looking at a bunch of photos and they're no good. I thought I would just read one caption she posted describing one of the dogs that she was selling. She writes, "This boy is as wide as he is tall. Produced right here and throwing his look consistently. This bloodline won't water down on you. I promise you that."
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's girthy.
You say all the bad things.
All the
yeah.
You're saying he's a chode? You got a chode on your hands?
You got a chode on your hands. He looks fucking nasty. This woman is very crazy. Also, all the people that were trying to rebut her claim that it was a prank war, because she was like, most of the people that it happened to didn't know who you were and their kids didn't know your kids.
Yeah. Just prank came war. Into their yard and started destroying their snowman.
I'll put that up on Reels.
I also love that the US also clearly has this particular style of bogan that like thinks that they're going to get rich from like breeding staffies.
Yeah.
They've just decided one day, it's like, I'm going to breed the worst dogs and then they're going to fill the dogs home and I'm going to get rich from that.
Yes. Yeah. And then I don't have to work my fucking shitty job anymore because all I do is just combine.
I breed toddler killers.
Yeah. I take my ladle and I scoop the bottom of the genetic pool.
Yeah.
And any sludge that sticks to it, I sell for $3,000 a pop.
Yeah. I've spent my afternoon mashing Torgo and Bungus together in the hopes that they produce Bungus.
Yeah.
Come on, Bungus. Got to pay rent this week.
Line,
I need you, Bungus.
Why does he
not going to breed anymore? You can tell because their muscles get too tight and all their bones snap under the pressure.
I'm putting a blobfish on land.
What about a nice dog?
What about like a regular dog? What about a dog? A
normal, border collie.
Normal
yeah. Mutt.
And if a border collie's too big, you get one of the littler ones.
Yeah.
Maybe a Spaniel. Schnauzer. Not a mini, like an in-between Schnauzer.
Just get something mustache where guy. Like, if someone asks you what breed your dog is, you have to go, what? We could not tell you.
What breed isn't he is the question you should be asking.
Yeah. Yes. And you get to say that 20 times a day. That's I have to find dog. So many different ways to say he's all of them. Yeah. He is every dog. I got asked 3 times today and it is barely past midday. It's nice though. People like talking about dogs. Hey, snow. That doesn't really belong in the region of Lafayette, Louisiana, but it is regional. It's time for regional bullshit.
Regional bullshit. Every little town has got their own bullshit. Regional bullshit. Every little town has just got to have it.
Man, that's a long tale. This comes to us from K-A-R-E in Minnesota. Minnesota's favorite ice fishing extravaganza back for 35th year.
Woo!
Pretty exciting.
Okay.
The Brainerd JC's Ice Fishing Extravaganza on Gull Lake is celebrating its 35th annual tournament, which organizers guarantee to be off the hook.
Ooh.
Oh, like a fishing hook.
Yeah, like a fishing hook. But also
I'd
it's going to fucking pop off.
On the hook.
Yeah, on the hook, yeah. 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 Up in Brainerd.
Oh, Brainerd.
Near Brainerd. I don't think it's in Brainerd. I think it's outside of Brainerd because it's sort of crucially in the middle of a lake. And I think Brainerd is on land.
It's on land.
Oh, so it's JC's in Brainerd.
Yeah.
Ice fishing extravaganza on Gull Lake.
Yeah. Brainerd JC's Brainerd adjacent ice fishing extravaganza. In a statement Friday, the group announced a permit has been secured to hold the tournament on Gull Lake's Hole in the Day Bay on Saturday, February 1st. Pretty cool.
You got a hole in your lake?
Gull Lake's Hole in the Day Bay.
Gull
Lake's Hole in the Day Bay. Quote, we're thrilled to see this iconic event return for its 35th year and appreciate the cooperation of the Crow Wing County Sheriff's Office in ensuring the safety of our participants, said the chairman, Mike Cuck.
No.
That's Cuck with a K at the start and also a K at the end.
K at the end.
Yeah.
Sort of betwixt two Ks.
Yeah.
A cuck betwixt two Ks.
The yearly contest draws in thousands of anglers across all skill levels, each eligible to win nearly $350,000 in prizes. There's big money out on that ice.
That's a lot of money.
Big money. Oh, out on the hole?
Out on the hole.
Be making big money out on the hole.
Yeah. According to the JCs, so JCs is J-A-Y-C-E-E-S.
All right, what is that?
Is this an organization of some kind?
What is that? I thought it was like a Bucky's.
Yeah.
I'm just making it up in my head. The United States Junior Chamber?
Oh.
A civic organization. Oh, is it like Scouts? Is it like Cub Scouts? What is this?
It's not like...
They got all sorts of shit
out there,
haven't they?
A worldwide community of young active citizens aged 18 to 40. This sounds really cringe, actually.
18 yeah. to 40? Yeah, young.
They expanded to include women after the Supreme Court ruled that they had to in 1984.
Awesome. Well, that was ages ago, so.
Cool. So this is like, to take women.
Is it like people that like volunteer for like the Chamber of Commerce of a township, but they're like.
Maybe, yeah.
Like a Rotary?
It sounds just kind of like
stuff.
A club for nerds.
Yeah, like, it sounds like
a club
loser
for
dogs.
Lions
yeah.
Club.
Yeah. Yeah. Never really understood what the Lions Club does or is, really.
No.
Yeah.
Or a Rotary Club.
Or Rotary. Rotary
but
like,
they've got
like
that
Freemasons,
one road
right?
down in like South Queensland that crosses the border into New South Wales.
They own the road?
They like got it built and there's a plaque on it there yeah. that's like, we built this road yeah, or we paid for it or something.
Occasionally you'll see parks that are like, hey, this is a Rotary Park.
There's a Rotary Park, yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah. Doesn't look like it's gone round at all to me.
According to the JCs, officials confirmed over 24 inches of ice has formed across the tournament area, which has been moved closer to shore this year in order to avoid ice heaving over the previous site. Quote, we encourage everyone to come out and enjoy the day, but we also want to remind all attendees to respect the ice and follow all safety guidelines. Due to minimal snow, we highly recommend ice cleats this year, Cuck said.
it's a beautiful phrase.
It is, isn't it? The tournament begins at noon and continues until 3 p.m. So I bet after 3 p.m. it gets rowdy out there, right?
Holes closed.
Oh, yeah.
I bet that's when it like really kicks off. Like the tournament's the excuse, but it's the party.
I bet you're tailgating out there or something, right?
Yeah. Well, because you build braided. Like shelters for ice fishing, right? You make sort of like a little, we say igloo still? Is that...
I don't know. We'll find out later.
I'll find out in
we'll
post.
We'll find out in the comments, yeah.
Yeah, and if I beeped it out, don't try and guess what the thing is,
all
right?
Don't guess. Don't.
We beeped it for a reason.
List slurs in the Discord. Don't do that this time.
It's not a prompt. No. It's none of those. I should probably beep those. Yeah. Anglers interested in securing their tickets can buy them ahead online or at various Brainerd area outlets. You can also reel them in at the contest site the day of. So who's ready to rip some lips, hook a hog, bait a bull, or slay some slabs?
I think I'm ready to hook a hog. I don't know about the others.
I'm ready to hook a hog and slay some slabs. Don't know about the other two. Ripping some lips is... disgusting.
It's a gross way to describe. Yeah.
Mike Cuck wants you to bait a bull.
Wants you to bait a bull.
How interesting. start shaping up your shack and visit the tournament's website here.
They do build. Okay, they got shacks.
Okay,
a
they
shack.
Got little shacks.
Let's say a shack, maybe. Yeah,
they got whole shacks.
Yeah, and you check if it's good by doing a whole shack test.
Yeah. Hey, you want to come into a shack? Share my hole.
Yeah.
I'll be baiting a bull in my shack.
So that's it. That's the whole story. Yeah, I just put it in there because some part of it sounded silly. It was really just Mike Cuck. hey, Mike Cuck, I bet he has a lot of interesting conversations because of his name. We have some interesting conversations in Paging Dr. Lucy.
If you find that you are having a little relationship trouble, just to pick up your telephone and dial it on the double. You call 1-800
Now you're paging Dr. Lucy.
This comes to us from r/swingers. Is a crack door the new upside down pineapple? So I don't know if you guys saw this, but all of the sort of swinging news yes. websites and cruise oh. websites came together because in a like casual interview setting, someone asked like the CEO of Carnival Cruises, how do you feel about the like people with an upside down pineapple? And he just sort of said a blanket like, oh, you're not allowed to put stuff on your door.
Oh, is that all it was?
And then everyone was like, they're banning the upside down pineapple. So, like,
and then he pulled his shirt down and there was an upside down pineapple with a cross through it. And he says, see this?
Yeah, you know what this means?
It means not
you
welcome.
Are very welcome and so is your wife. like title states, I'm currently on my first Carnival cruise and I remembered them banning the upside down pineapple. As I'm walking down several highways, I notice a lot of doors cracked open, maybe signaling something. I don't know. Yep.
I feel like this one's a little more open to interpretation. Like, I accidentally leave my door slightly cracked open because I'm like, oh, just going back for going back for my sunglasses.
Just going back for something. Yeah.
Yeah, or like, someone pokes their head in and be like,
oh, my husband doesn't have the key. I'll just leave it open.
Like, hey, buddy. Come here to fuck your wife.
Yeah, I'm here to fuck your wife and you. And you can fuck my wife.
You can fuck my wife. I might understand that if you're swingers, like, you just walk down and look for a door. Like, you're just looking for a pineapple door and you just go in.
Yeah, you're sort of patrolling the hallways. I don't think you just, like, barge in. But I do think that's, like, an invitation for you to be like... Because how else are you going to meet them? You're not going to be like, okay, that was room 302. So the next time I go to the dining area, I'll just go around yelling out, room 302.
Yeah.
Room 302? Anyone in here, room 302, I would like to fuck your wife.
You can't just budge in. It is polite to knock and also to bring Catan, at the very least.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Bring the board game with you. Be like, oh, I have Samurai Pizza Cat. No, that was a TV show. Exploding Kittens.
Yes.
I have all the games
cat
made by...
pizza.
Yeah.
You know what's slept? Yeah. You know what's been slept on? Not this bed, for starters, but also Carcassonne.
Yes.
I've got it here. And also... I'm going to fuck you and your wife.
I think the four of us should play 3/4 of a game of Carcassonne and then get sloppy.
Do swingers ever just play like Battleship? Do you think Battleship's big in the swinger community?
I think you would get like fucking laughed out of the room. That like if you played anything that had like an ages 8 and up badge on it, they'd be like, get the fuck out. You're not touching my wife anymore. And you know what? I do actually still want to fuck your wife though, but I'm going to tee that up later. Just the two of us. I don't really want you here.
But I'll be bringing Tokyo Highway because I put some actual work into research.
Yeah, I'm going to show you what a real board game is. You got 4 hours? You're going to want to watch this 1 hour YouTube video before we start, or you're going to be completely lost even if I explain the rules to you?
Yeah. First of all, do you know what the word terraforming is?
I think it's great that, like, there's this whole... underground network of people for whom the cruise ship is just a subtext for something else entirely, that like 90% of the people on there are just like, wow, wouldn't it be fun to spend some time on a boat and see some tropical islands and swim in a pool and drink some cocktails, and the rest of them, they are just professional wife fuckers.
Yeah, that's all that they're there for.
But also they hold dear their right to make their bedrooms and their the other bedrooms, whatever you want to call them, stink like a crime scene as well, right? Yeah. Like they can't. The cleaners walk in and they just like puke.
The first day. Yeah, it's so weird that it's like a that like the amount of outrage about the upside down pineapple thing was so funny. Where you're like, well, you're kind of like you're on like a cruise with a ton of families and stuff. Like the point of this boat is not the like the fucking community.
Yeah.
But just because you guys have made it one, because it is like, in their defense, it's a very natural fit. It's kind of like a perfect fit. That like
cruising
swinging,
and swinging. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's just sort of, it's all there. And a lot of the same sort of personalities in both communities.
It is a personality fit, isn't it? It's sort of more, it's not like a, I mean, there's logistics to it that work, but it's the feel of it, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Like the vibe. Like the vibe whenever we see stuff on like, whenever I'm reading stuff on those carnival blogs or whatever, they have the same sort of mindset as the swinger in a way that I can't pin down. There's a similar sort of sensibility there.
Yeah, just kind of like the same spirit, the same soul.
Mm. They use the word lifestyle in a way that...
Yes.
They both use the word torturous. Lifestyle.
Yeah. In the cruising lifestyle. Oh, are you in the cruising lifestyle or the cruising lifestyle?
I need you to like yes, really... Yes, I am.
Hey, if you didn't want to be around a bunch of middle-aged swingers, avoid cruise ships. Maybe take a plane. We talk about planes in Plainly Speaking.
This is your captain speaking. Please return your seats to their upright positions as we are coming in hot on another edition of Plainly Speaking.
We are blasting through these because Andrew is on holidays.
Yeah. Oh, can I tell you a sort of, it's not a rambling personal anecdote, but it will help pad out some time.
I got an anecdote.
So last night I was at the bar in the afternoon, did a little bit of work, hanging out with some people. I'm sitting down, having a beer. I'm not proper working, so I'm not wearing like closed-in shoes or anything. I'm just a regular man in thongs and shorts sitting down with his dog. And I noticed there's a guy sitting kind of near us who has taken one of our posters off the wall and has folded it up, put it in his backpack. Like middle-aged guy sitting with another middle-aged guy, probably in their like late 40s, early 50s maybe. And usually I'm like, whatever. I get a ton of these printed out, but it's for an event that we've got coming up. And I spent ages on the posters and I only got two of each variety of the poster done. I wanted them all throughout the bar. And I'm like, I'm not really working. I shouldn't say anything. It's not really worth it. They cost like $4 to get printed each or whatever. I'm like, who cares? I'm like, nah, fuck it. I'm going to go over and say something. So I go over to the man that's taken the poster down. And I've just been like, hey, just so you know, we actually kind of need those up in the wall. Prefer if you didn't do that. And then before he can talk, the other guy that he's sitting with sort of like interjects. And he's like, one of the bartenders said that we could. I was like, that's interesting. Who? Because they wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Because they know that we need them. And then he was like, they said that we could have one when it's done. I'm like, all right, well, it's in late February, so... That's not right now. He's like, we were just messing around. It's like,
I thought you said you could have it.
Yeah, I don't really understand what you mean by that. And like, I'm still sort of trying to talk to the guy who did it. I'm trying to say to him, look, you can keep it just in future. Just ask, please. But the other guy keeps interrupting me. And he's like, are you one of the owners here? I'm like, no, I'm just manager. And he's like, I'm a member of the clergy.
You know, sorry? What is happening here?
Pardon?
This man is a dog.
I was like, And he's like, I'm a member of the clergy. I have a business card around here. I'm like, no, look, that's all right. You keep the poster. And his other mate's already like putting it back up, sort of wordlessly putting it back on the wall, big fold mark in the middle. And I'm like, it's fine. He's like, I've been coming here for a really long time. And I'm like, member of the church, you know, I'm a priest. Let me see if I can find a business card. I'm like, no, it's fine. Like, he's gone through his wallet and he can't find one. Then he starts going through his backpack. And I'm like, it doesn't matter. He's like, there used to be someone that worked here. There was a theologian. I was like, yep, there was. That is true. 10 years ago, we had a guy that worked here, blah, blah. He's sort of talking at me, not really responding to the things that I'm saying. And I thought he was just a drunk guy taking the piss. So I'm like, what parish? And he's like, it's St. Michael's or something. I don't know. And I was like, Catholic. And he's like, are you Catholic? Like, no, Protestant, raised Baptist, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, that's nice. And then he's like, found it. And then he flips open a little like leather, not like a wallet thing. It's just got like, it's just a wallet without really places to hold cards except for one card. And then on the other side, it's a police badge. And he's like, I'm a QPS chaplain. I'm a chaplain for the Queensland Police Service. And I'm like, what?
He's like,
yeah. Just letting you know, I really love this place. It's, you know, really good for, you know, both for the clergy and for police. And, you know, we love that about it. I'm like,
what
is happening?
Yeah. I'm just like, I don't know what the fuck's going on here. And I was like, all right, just, you know, in future, you know. And he's like, and we can take one of the posters when it's done. I'm like, if you come back in like the end of February, you can have one. And I've gone to enjoy my beer. Then the two guys have just left. This guy tried to flash his badge to get like his friend
to intimidate you into letting them have the post, which you already said he could have.
Well, you wouldn't even let me tell him he could have it, and they didn't take it in the end.
Lying about the situation.
Yeah.
How odd.
For some reason, it didn't make sense for him to be like a member of the clergy until
he's a cop.
He's a cop clergy?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a cop priest.
So he's police cop.
Lies instinctually.
Yeah. And he tried to wriggle out of stealing a $4 poster.
Like, by doing a really subtle, like, oh, I'll just show you my clergy business card. Open it up.
He was fucking looking for it for so long as well. I'm just like, what? What
you just
you
tell
doing?
Me with your words.
He was so odd.
This is an interaction that happens in like Act 2. And I'm very sorry, but in Act 3, you are murdered by this man.
Oh, he's waiting for me to finish this recording, and he's dressed up like the end of The Departed, just ready to shoot me.
You walk out of the keg room and you just get domed immediately.
Shot straight in the head with like 2 seconds to realize what's happening, and then just gone.
Camera moves to a shot of rats.
But like the weird thing was that like the bartender he was talking about that he used to come in and talk to was like a real, real early day scratch. So this guy's like, it's not like this was his first time he'd ever been in the bar and he was just trying to weasel his way out of something. Like, he'd clearly been coming here for a long time. It was just so odd.
Mm.
Yeah. Hey, if you're super odd like that, try a different way of being.
You should probably keep your head on a swivel, Ben.
Yeah. Coming for me.
Yeah.
This is from Australian Aviation Magazine. Virgin loses second appeal against reinstating sacked crew member.
Mm, I'm so sorry to hear that, Ben.
Yeah, it's Virgin Airlines. Yep, it's not.
But what if it wasn't? What if it was just about a guy who's a virgin?
He never fucked. He lost his appeal. Second appeal.
Come on.
Please.
Come on.
You sure?
And we can keep riffing on that.
Yeah.
It's my birthday.
Virgin Australia has lost another appeal against the Fair Work Commission's reinstatement of former cabin crew member Dylan McNish, who allegedly broke the airline's alcohol policy. McNish was fired after facing a litany of allegations from his employer. The key accusation was that McNish broke Virgin's, quote, 8-hour rule set out in the airline's A4 manual. This rule states that that cabin crew should abstain from alcohol for a minimum of 8 hours before commencing duty.
Right, you can't get drunk before work.
But there's bars everywhere at the airport.
There's bars everywhere.
It is a trap. And like good bars now. Melbourne's got like, they got Stomping Ground. They got a bunch of other breweries there. The Brisbane's got Newstead. I got good beer at the airport now. It's dangerous. McNish was dismissed after he consumed one glass of Prosecco at a work Christmas party for Virgin before 2:30 p.m. on Sunday, 17th December 2023.
That is a dog act.
And then later signed up for a red-eye flight, meaning his shift commenced approximately 7.5 hours later.
Oh, that's fucked up.
You dogs.
Later signed up for the shift as well.
Yeah. You're doing you a favor.
That's your Christmas party. That's rough. That's real rough.
Yes. One glass
Free
of Prosecco.
My man Dylan.
Yeah. Prosecco's like barely alcohol.
Prosecco's barely alcohol. Prosecco doesn't count.
You can't get drunk on Prosecco. You can't Your body get drunk metabolizes on it faster than you could drink it.
Yeah.
It's got sugar in it.
It keeps you going.
Yeah.
Other allegations were brought forward by Virgin against McNish in an attempt to warrant his dismissal. Commissioner Pearl Lim, who oversaw McNish's dismissal case, broke the allegations down one by one and labeled some as mystifying. One of the allegations was that McNish fabricated his need to access Virgin's fatigue risk management system. So this is that, like, if you worry that you are too fatigued to work effectively or safely, you can say, hey, look, I need to flag myself for this. I don't think I can do this. That's their thing there. After a work shift that involved a medical incident, McNish claimed that he was extremely fatigued and opted to remove himself from the roster for his shift the following morning. Fair enough. He's had a horrible fucking day. There was a medical incident on the flight.
Medical incident.
He doesn't want to jeopardize the lives of other people by being fatigued and then working again, right? That's safety first.
Mm.
After contacting the support team to change his shift, McNish decided to use the Grindr app to meet someone for casual sex. In his evidence presented to Lim, he explained that having a physical interaction with someone would help him fall asleep.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Fucking checks out.
That checks out. Okay.
He's had a horrible fucking day. He needs a good night's sleep.
Also, you can have Grindr sex. You don't. It's different from like operating the safety slide or something. Like, yeah. I don't think those are comparable situations.
Yeah. McNish met with the individual. They went to his hotel room. They had intercourse, and then he fell asleep shortly after.
So it worked.
Well, there we
perfect
go.
Perfect plan.
Checks right. out. Yeah. God, good.
Plus,
great.
He got his nut milked.
Don't call it that. Virgin, however, became aware of this by accessing security footage with timestamps of the interaction, alleging that McNish was lying about being fatigued.
What?
That's psycho. That's
security
fucking
footage
insane.
Of him like using Grindr or going to the hotel?
Like, what if he'd like, what if this was a heterosexual man and he was like, hey, I had a really horrible day at work to his wife?
Yeah.
And then
just
she
looking
was
for
like,
some
you know what?
Comfort right now.
I'm going to milk your nut and then you're going to have a good sleep.
Yeah.
And then you're going to like.
And you're going to be right back at him.
You're going to wake up tomorrow feeling super refreshed and you're going to be ready to get back on the rest of the day after.
That takes like 6 to 8 minutes compared to like an 8-hour shift.
Yeah.
Yeah. 3 to 4 minutes.
3 to 4,
yeah.
4 minutes.
Yeah. 2 to 3 minutes.
Including the small talk with the guy that you're meeting for the first time. So you're an air hostess, huh? We don't call it that. Well, shall we?
Yeah.
So someone's like out to get this guy, hey? Like someone
well,
fucking hates 100%. This guy.
Okay, I don't want to, you know, it's 2025. We're all modern progressive people. I don't want to fall into stereotypes. I don't want to say anything to get us in trouble. I just do think that maybe if your organization is largely women and gay men,
that there's going to be some drama.
There's going to be some really vindictive, evil behavior.
Yeah, 1,000%.
From people who are really good. It's girls and gays. And it's girls and gays who all hate each other.
Yeah, because they spend so much time together. They spend all that time on like a cramped flight.
Do you think that like they kind of, whoever the manager that raised this was, to be like, he's checking his watch or her watch, right? And going like, you know, I've got him. I've finally nailed him. They've put it in to fire this guy under this rule and then realized, hang on, 7.5 hours, one glass of Prosecco at our work function. This might not actually do the trick.
We've got to find something else.
Make a case.
This might not actually be the nail in the coffin that me specifically, I'm looking for.
You know, like I have nothing to back this up whatsoever, but I think definitely shift supervisor, the sort of the senior flight attendant, one of his exes.
Oh,
and they fucking hate each other.
Virgin's got the mean gaze too.
Yes.
Jetstar's got the really nice twinks. Yes. Qantas has the elder, like sort of closeted gaze.
I'd love the elder closeted gaze
they
have on Qantas.
They're super
amazing.
Nice. It's like
they're
a guy that's worked
generation.
There for like 40 years. They're from a different generation. And Virgin's got kind of the mean gaze.
Yeah.
They're not hurrying
sometimes.
You, are they?
Yeah.
On the Qantas
flight. Ultimately, looking over all the evidence, Lim found that McNish's dismissal was unfair and ordered Virgin Australia to reinstate McNish by reappointing him to the position in which he was originally employed. You
imagine
just
him
imagine,
walking in the day.
Oh my God, walking back onto that plane, putting his little bag down, being like, hey
morning.
Girls, yeah, I'm back.
It's me again.
How are we all? Are you doing well? Are you guys thriving?
You look
it's
great.
So good
your
to
hair
see
looks
you.
Great today.
Did you have something? There's something different in your face. Something's changed. Have you been? No, you wouldn't have. You wouldn't have got work done, would you? No, they did a great job. That'd be a horrible flight. You'd hate to be caught in the crossfire.
Oh,
all the flight attendants are all fucking mad at each other. Little barbs flying
throwing
everywhere.
Barbs back and forth over the trolley.
You take too long to say whether you want tea or coffee, and you're getting the iciest stare you've ever received in your entire fucking life. Virgin, however, applied for a second appeal to the Fair Work Commission. This appeal was granted. The findings of the Fair Work Commission when conducting the appeal was incredibly similar to the findings of LIM. In fact, Deputy President Tony Saunders, Deputy President Tony Slevin, and Gibbon. We got one name.
Just one name?
Gibbon. Mononymous.
Mononymous
Gibbon. who reviewed the appeal stated that, quote, Virgin has not come close to convincing us that the decision to reinstate McNish is unreasonable or plainly unjust. Fuck yeah, Fair Work Commission. Yeah. Thank you. You are an ally.
Yeah, eat shit.
After reviewing the circumstances of the alleged alcohol breach, which included, so these are the mitigating circumstances. McNish was well regarded by cabin crew managers.
Okay.
Okay.
Probably not all of them, not like their exes, but you know, they probably showed like solidarity against their own, I guess, sometimes maybe like with their own. McNish genuinely and reasonably understood that the 8-hour rule was a guideline.
Yeah,
that's kind of
that
fair.
That makes sense.
For like 7.5 hours, you'd be like, meh. Like if the plane's late to taxi.
And you've had one glass of Prosecco. Fine.
McNish took reasonable steps to ensure he was not breaching Virgin's drug and alcohol policies prior to signing on for duty on 17th of December 2023. The steps included disclosing his consumption of a glass of Prosecco to the cabin crew manager, checking the DAMP manual, D-A-M-P.
Yeah.
Not sure about that one. And using a home breathalyzer. So, like, fucking unbelievable due diligence.
This guy takes McNish, his job seriously.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And McNish was remorseful and demonstrated contrition once he found out he'd breached the policy. So he checked if it was okay. He made sure he was okay. He wasn't still drunk from one glass of Prosecco 7.5 hours earlier.
It doesn't count. Prosecco doesn't count as alcohol.
Basically like water.
It doesn't get you drunk.
It's fine. You can have like 8 of them at breakfast.
You can have 8 Proseccos. It's not a problem.
Gibbon, Saunders and Slevin found that, quote, it was open to the commissioner to order reinstatement, notwithstanding that McNish had breached the 8-hour rule. The outcome was not manifestly unreasonable or plainly unjust. The appeal was subsequently dismissed, with the trio citing that there was no error in the commissioner's approach to the question of reinstatement. Good.
What an insane, like, effort to go to try to get this guy fired. Like, these things take an extremely long time.
Man, I always think about, like, what that work environment has to be like coming back, knowing that, like, not only does at least one manager have it out for you, but, like, the corporate office fucking hates you. Because
you fucking gone.
They've spent probably like $100,000 on legal fees.
Yeah, he'd spend a fortune on this.
On keeping you fired. And now they probably have to like reimburse him for some of his costs or something, right? Like,
oh, yeah, probably.
And then now he just waltzes in and he's like, hey, guys, try and fire me again. I fucking dare you to fire me again. See what happens.
I'm going to drink 7 Proseccos before this flight.
I've got Gibbon, Saunders and Slevin on my side. Who the fuck have you got? No one. Hey, if they had fired him and he'd stayed fired, that would have been a crime. It's time for Crime Watch.
Please put down your weapon. You are in direct violation of Penal Code 113, Section 9. You now have 5 seconds to comply.
Help me!
This is from WHTM in Pennsylvania. Man wanted for stealing crown worth $30,000 from Pennsylvania church.
What are you doing with that crown?
Why have you...
Wearing it.
Why you got that crown for?
Yeah, I mean, why did the church have it? What have you got it for?
Yeah.
You definitely wear it for a while. Like, you before you took it to the black market, to your fence.
Oh, you're putting it on. You're taking a few pics, a few selfies.
Yeah, that's how you get caught. Because how would you resist the urge?
Oh, you've got to take a little picture.
You look so good. You look like straight up royalty.
Mm. You steal a $30,000 crown, you tell nobody. Yeah. Take that to your grave.
You don't tell nobody that you're not prepared to kill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You take that crown. Philadelphia police are asking for the public's help in identifying the man who stole a $30,000 crown from the St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church on 21st Street.
First of all, no. Second of all, you're not using it.
Yeah. What were you,
like, what were you what
doing with it?
I don't want this to be like a Richard Dawkins-y type thing here. But like, you know how much like soup and like blankets and like temporary accommodation or whatever you could do with a $30,000 that you've got tied up currently in a crown?
Why does the fucking crown? It's honestly, it's not that impressive.
I bet it looks stupid.
It's not that good. I didn't actually
look
at the crown.
It's like gold with some like red gems on it. It's not the craziest crown I've ever seen. It's fine.
I was kind of hoping it had a lot of gems on there, because that's like the classic crown, right?
Yeah. Like a small amount of gems. Not that
impressive. Pennsylvania Parish. Frankly, your crown mid.
Yeah,
the crown's
mid as hell.
Crown low key fell off. It's not bad. So it was on a statue of Mary.
Yeah.
What's Mary doing wearing a
crown?
She
doesn't need that.
She doesn't need that.
Yeah. Very fucking weird. But it's got to feel good for the little while you've got it at home. It's like watching Netflix. Got your crown on.
Wearing your crown.
$30,000 crown on the top of your head.
Yeah.
Police say the man broke a stained glass window on January 11th, 2025 at approximately 1:04 a.m. and stole a gold crown adorned with gems, which is worth approximately $30,000, from the head of a Mary statue inside the church. The man was captured on surveillance video and was seen wearing a face mask, black jacket, grey pants, and red or pink sneakers.
I mean, now he's probably wearing a crown.
Now,
so should probably add that bit of information.
In
guy
sketch,
wearing spectacular crown. Spectacular-ish crown. Guy wearing kind of okay $30,000 crown. Go
it
get
seems it. Un-Christian to be hoarding jewels, right? I feel like there's some stuff in the Bible about not doing that.
Yeah,
could be
we
though.
Don't. That's the stuff that's metaphorical.
Yeah. That stuff's fake.
That stuff's fake.
Take some of it literally. Not wearing clothes made out of mixed fibers, things of that nature.
Yeah.
No shellfish, no talking to women when they're on their period. All that sort of stuff that you need to take deadly seriously. And then the rest of it, who fucking cares? Hey, this seems more European than it does American, even though it happened in America. Let's talk about something that is distinctly American in America Watch.
America.
This comes to us from WINK in Florida. The Wink. Sort of a bit of a parallel between these two stories, actually. Interesting. School burglars in Collier County make off with guns.
That they stole from the school?
They stole guns from the school,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Guns from the school.
Which is interesting because this is...
Yeah.
Maybe this is like a sort of a British English versus American English thing, but in Australian or British English, when we say school, we mean like a place where like kids go to... You taught like writing and maths and stuff.
Yeah, yes, think of some things that are typically out of school. You're thinking books, maybe pencils.
Yeah, books and pencils, rulers.
Those tiny little silly tables with the swing out.
Texas Instruments calculators.
Yes.
Yeah, the cubes. You guys, the little wooden cubes that you use for
counting. Oh, counting cubes. Yeah, we just got Finn some of them. He's not interested.
Oh, I loved those cubes when I was a kid.
Me too. I'd build like all kinds of things with them.
Yeah, they're kind of good to look at and hold.
Now these kids have like... Paw Patrol.
Yeah, you can't. I actually don't think this is the first time that we've talked about how kids don't use the little wooden cubes.
The little wooden cubes? Back in my day, those things went. Those, like, man. Yeah, to fight to get
devices.
Those cubes.
Yeah.
Cubes come out.
They're on their apps.
Yep. Once you've got an iPad, the allure of the cube is well and truly lost. Because now you've got Minecraft, which is a whole world made of cubes.
Cubes are just falling off.
But of course, with your imagination, you could make whole worlds out of those little wooden cubes. If you told that to a 9-year-old now, they'd call you mid.
Yeah.
They'd say, what the Sigma?
You'd say, get away from me, pedo.
Ohio.
The Collier County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in identifying four people who broke into Golden State Middle School and stole a gun that was locked in a safe.
Okay. You weren't using them.
Yep.
What's the crime?
Yeah.
Someone out there? Sitting watching Netflix on their couch, shooting the guns into the ceiling.
Yeah, having the time of their life. The incident occurred early Wednesday. according to deputies, 3 males and 1 female dressed in black and wearing face coverings burglarized the school shortly after 2 a.m. After breaking into the school, the suspects breached the locked youth relations deputy office and then used a cutting device to defeat the lock on the gun safe inside the office.
Cool.
I'm going to say straight up that my suspect are kids from the school.
I think it's probably kids from the school who knew that, like...
I think it's kids from the school.
The fucking, like, bumbling ass school resource officer is always bragging about how he's got a gun in a safe.
Yeah.
And they're like, should we just... We get, like, a battery-powered...
What if we just take it?
Yeah. Like fucking angle
look
grinder.
In his face when he doesn't have a gun in the safe anymore.
Oh my God. Next day you get to go to school and be like,
oh,
hey, where's your gun?
Where's your gun?
Where's your gun, Bert? No, I don't have to call you sir. You're not a teacher here. You're a police officer.
I really enjoy the concept of like just sorting things. Like, oh, that doesn't belong there. We're going to forcefully... restore things to their natural order. No guns in schools, no crowns on Mary.
Yep.
Yeah, what else has all gone crazy, topsy-turvy?
Humanity's sort of taking care of itself at the moment a little bit, right? It's sort of trying to find a natural equilibrium.
Yes.
Yeah, like the movie Equilibrium.
Like the movie Equilibrium. It's that exactly had guns like the in movie. It. Everything's connected.
I think maybe if like someone just like... I don't know, use a gun that they stole from a school to, like, shoot Donald Trump, like, in the throat.
Wearing the crown would probably be
a really good...
Gun.
Trump throat.
Sigma. Crown. Yeah. Gun. Sigma. Gil.
Bathysphere. Electron. Tube. Go nuts. I think we maybe just need like a couple more things to happen because it feels like we've got a little bit of momentum at the moment. Like something's happening. I can feel it because, again, we don't want to get political. It feels like Trump did a lot of really,
really bad
stuff in a really
like
short amount of time.
Right off the bat, yeah. Mm.
Like the Dems spent 4 years, well, the first 2 years going, oh, we can't do anything because blah, blah. And then I think Biden died halfway through or something.
Yeah, he died. Something happened. He pardoned his whole family and then died.
Yeah, he sort of died a spiritual death, I think.
I think one of his
just
dogs.
Walking
like...
around like a hollow man.
That was so funny that he was still president up till quite recently.
Yeah,
you just forget.
But, yeah, like, and like, technically his body was there, but it was all hollowed out on the inside, like how lizard men live under the like mantle of the earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. But it's just for ants.
Yeah. it's just a hollow Biden theory. Man, yeah, so someone should probably kill Trump.
Yeah.
I saw a thing today about someone in America getting arrested for using a TikTok to make death threats against Trump. That's fun. But
yeah, I think that was an 11-year-old. Was that the 11-year-old boy? Now, things are, this is early reporting. I don't want to mess it all up.
I don't know, but I don't think we have extradition
with America.
The school
in Illinois... So turned away the feds.
Yeah, that was cool. They turned ICE away. Was that the one? Or
no, well, it turns out it wasn't ICE. It was a different federal department. Oh, right. Is the new reporting, and it'll change by the time that this is out as well.
Yeah, and we're not really like smart enough or informed enough to comment on it, but it fucking sucks.
It's bad, and it's clear that like everyone in you know ICE and that sort of thing, they've just been waiting for this to go like, oh okay, well we just do whatever. Hey. Yeah. The last lot with their DEI and kind of, you know, woke tactics and stuff, they didn't let us crack skulls.
Yeah.
But why have we got the sticks for?
I saw
why do they give us the sticks if we're not allowed to crack skulls?
I saw something today that, so Target and Walmart are both rolling back their like DEI policies.
Yes, not Costco though. Response
to this thing. But yeah, Costco is keeping theirs.
Yeah.
Do we have to... There's a Stan Costco? Because that doesn't sound
right. I
think
we have to Stan Costco.
Is Costco an ally?
No.
Is Costco my friend?
I think Costco might be my friend, personally.
Are Ben and Jerry's and Costco my friends?
Do you reckon they're just like keeping... I think Ben and Jerry's might be our friends.
No, they are our friends.
But Costco, do you think they're just thinking like long money? They're like people will remember if we flip them now and then flip-flop later.
Once the tide carries this all away?
Yeah, well,
like
once
all the detritus of this sort of fascist uprising sort of gets swept out to sea.
Well, once the arc of the universe bends towards
justice. Oh, when it bends back towards justice.
Because right now it's bending sort of away from justice, but it's long. It's
I think
long
it's starting time. To bend towards justice.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it's certainly, it's long. is all I'd say.
It's really long.
For the
it's the beginning of the curve.
It's got to be long.
It's kind of an S shape, I think, because we sort of we bend away from, we came back, now we're bending away, but we will be coming back. The sine wave of the universe is infinitely long and it bends to and from justice.
Yeah. Look to your left, look to your right. If neither of those people are doing something, it's up to you to do something.
Yeah. Kind of has to, someone has to do something.
Like, I'm just trying to imagine if we had like one absolutely psycho listener, let me finish. I know we have tons. who like had access to firearms again, let me finish. And was just like in America and ready to like do it. And then they did it.
In
and they explicitly
Minecraft,
said,
if they did it in Minecraft.
In VR, Fortnite. And they did it. They like just fucking like Donald Trump bleeding out on the sidewalk, surrounded by, you know, Secret Service guys going, what happened? What happened? You know, and then they said, Buena Vista sent me. I'm doing this because a podcast told me to. Would I feel bad? Uh-huh. Like, would I be like, man, a guy is dead because of something we said?
I mean, I feel like my life would probably change in a few ways.
I think our lives would probably become untenable. Like our, like a regular day-to-day
our
life.
Lives would become horrific from that.
They would probably like probably get arrested for incitement of some kind for sure. Yeah. And then probably people would
like,
try
oh,
and
we
kill
never
us.
Cited anything. And then they just play the tapes. Like they just play so many tapes.
Like we've said it so many times.
Like so many times. And like really explicitly.
Yeah, and like I still want to go to Alaska. I've never been there.
But like it's irony. We're doing it's irony what we're doing.
Yeah. We're kind of trying to highlight the absurdity of something by taking it to its furthest extreme to sort of lay bare the contradictions inherent in things that we're talking about. Uh-huh. Plus, I'd just really like for it to happen.
Mm. So yeah, you wouldn't say no to it.
Yeah.
Like if it was offered.
And I'm kind of just hoping that if eventually these do get screened or flagged in some way, they do it before I enter the United States. Like I'm just not allowed to go there and I'm not like thrown into like secret Guantanamo 2.0 somewhere.
Yeah.
So that kind of suck. That'd be bad.
Yeah. I'm not going to try it.
Detective said the suspect stole a CCSO rifle. Now, is that
CCSO?
Support officer? Something I think now they're just talking about the.
I'm familiar with CSGO rifles.
Yeah, you would be. Two magazines, ammunition from the safe, and an unknown amount of cash and checks grabbed from other parts of the building. So, got a bit of money, got a cop's rifle,
got a gun, cop's gun, big
and
money.
Like
it's
multiple magazines of like full of ammunition as well. So like you're ready to go.
Yeah.
The CCSO incident report states that there was no forced entry, which means it appears a first floor side door was left unlocked overnight. It's unclear why or how the door was unlocked.
Oh, they thought ahead.
They probably just like unlocked it on their way out of school.
Yeah, and like left a thing in the like jarring it, like a piece of cardboard or something.
Yeah, a little piece of cardboard so the deadlock didn't
I'm
go
no
back
detective,
over.
But like it seems pretty obvious what happened.
Cut and dry, really. But you're never going to fucking catch them. What are you going to do, arrest all of them?
Arrest everybody at the school?
You can't arrest everybody.
You can if you kind of just put like bars in the school's windows.
Just turn it into a prison around them.
Just turn prison.
Guess what? School is prison.
School is prison. No one saw this.
Deputies also note that this group is believed to be very familiar with the school campus as they knew exactly where the safe with the gun was located. Yeah, because fucking Bert, the school resource officer, is always talking about
he's
how he's got a gun in his
office.
He's
talking to students about the gun in his office and asking if they want to see the gun in his office.
What up, Tyler? Do you know I have a rifle? It's awesome.
In other places, they just get a Glock.
Yeah.
Can't drop a... Is he taking that into the toilets with him? With a rifle?
Yeah, it's a rifle?
Oh, you'll hear about this. Dr. David Thomas, a former police officer and professor of forensic studies at FGCU, said a school resource officer must have a rifle due to school shootings. This rifle is used to protect the students.
Has that ever happened?
Has that ever fucking happened?
Has that ever happened?
You sickos.
Yeah.
Your
I need
country
to get into the gun
is
stuff
so
again.
Sick.
God,
no, we've
my
talked
goodness.
About it so much. I know. But like, every time we hear that sentence, the like, the gun's there to keep people safe, or the school resource officer is there to keep people safe. It's because it's in the context of a story where someone has been endangered by the presence of it.
Yes.
By the gun that they keep at the school.
By the gun, because the gun is the dangerous thing. Quote, it's very necessary, and it also allows them to be able to deal with it not at close range, but at a much further distance than you would ever be able to do, Thomas said. Well, that's not going to fucking happen.
So there's a school shooter. You're taking the rifle up to the roof, presumably? Yeah.
Yes. You're going up to the highest point of the building. You're just picking off people. Like,
yeah. And you're just like, oh, I hope they come outside soon.
Yep.
A lot of gunfire in there.
Hearing a lot of gunfire. I'm ready.
That rifle belongs to the school resource officer, who is responsible for making sure that gun is secured. We don't know what type of safe or how easy or hard it was to break. Well, a bunch of high school kids fucking did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So it's like high school student difficulty. And they
can't do anything. It's Tyler, because he kept showing him. He's like taking the gun out of the safe and being like, check this out.
Do you want to hold
it? Rifle.
No, I'm not allowed to let you hold it. Nah, go on, I'll let you. No, you're not allowed. No, I'll let you. You're not allowed. No, come on. Hey, you want a beer? Pop that shirt off. Neither the school district nor the sheriff's office would answer any questions about protocols on campus. They said they don't discuss matters related to school security.
No, because that might make them look stupid.
It would make you look bad.
Yeah, it would be very embarrassing for you to be like, yeah, we take this very seriously. Or
this,
do you?
There's because so many jobs like this where it's like, imagine you could just be like someone like, you made just the stupidest stuff up possible at work, right? Like just a disastrous mistake. And they're like, hey, you know, do you want to, we're going to talk about this. Like, oh, no, I don't really want to, because that's kind of like, it's going to make me look stupid. So yeah. I'm going to choose not to.
It's so good. No accountability, no nothing. Just like, oh, no. No, we don't. Don't talk about that.
I'm not really into consequences.
Why would we say the stuff that's about the thing that we fucked up? That would be really awkward for
I'm actually setting a personal boundary.
Yeah,
holding space.
Yes.
For not that.
I'm holding space for losing my gun to a group of industrious teens. So get off my freaking case. Hey, that was definitely an episode of the podcast, Bunta Vista. Thank you so much for listening. If you want more of this, bonus episodes, there's one every week for $5 a month. You get 4 extra episodes, and rarely, I think sometimes 5. Would it work out that way?
Sometimes.
No, there's no way we could release.
No.
Mathematically speaking. No, we could. Couldn't we? Because it's at the start of every 28-day period. So if it goes, some months it's 5 episodes.
It's a little freebie for you.
Yeah, unless you're paying in any other currency, then it's probably like $1.30 an episode. And if you don't want to, don't. It's that easy. We will talk to you very soon. Please stay safe out there. And just, you know, like if you've got the means and you know you're ready to go down for a little bit, or maybe you're just kind of sick of life and you think maybe if the Secret Service did take you out afterwards, it's kind of like not that big a deal.
It's kind of like if you already kind of given up on life, it's like, well, maybe what would it matter?
Do like sort of like asymmetrical a ritualized threat. Sort of death ceremony before you leave your house. Shave your body hair off, paint your entire body red, and burn a couple of candles and some incense and say to yourself, in this moment, I have died. And now that I'm already dead, nothing can kill me. Nothing can stop me. I have nothing.
Kind of like
a
mantra to repeat to yourself in the morning in the mirror every day.
Yes.
I have nothing to lose. I am already dead.
I am dead. I am dead. I am dead. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. So, the third one can act and not believe, see, so, the third one can act and not believe, see, so, the third one can act and not believe, see, so, the third one can act and not believe, see, so, the third one can act and not believe, see, so, the third one can act and not believe, see, so, the third one can act and not believe, see, so, the third one can act and not believe, see, so, the third one can act and not believe, see, so, the third one can act and not believe, see, so, the third one can act and not believe, see, so, the third one can act and not believe, see, so, the third one can act and not believe, see, so, the third one can act and not believe, see, so, the third one can act and not believe, see, so, the third one can act and not believe, see, so, the third one can act and not believe, see, so, the third one can act and not believe, see, so, the third one can act and not believe, see, so, the third one can act and not believe, see, so, the third one can act and not believe, see, so, the third one can act and not believe, see, so, the third one can act and not believe, see, so, the third one can act and not believe, see, so, the third one can act and not believe, see, so, the third one can act and not believe, see, so, the third one can act and not believe, see, so, the third one can
Listen to the